Actually, I didn't understand the exercise that way at all, because I was asked to talk about parameter concerning my work. So I understood what are the parameters that I choose to frame my workspace. So this is how I. So it's yeah, it's not about the tools I use or anything. It's more about what kind of context I feel like working in. I had a massive burnout. I was not able to read for 1 year, so I have to change completely what work mean for me. Except of course there's a question of income. I don't have a capital, so I have to work sometimes to get some income in order to pay the rent and the food and so on. But I realized after the burnout that there was different parameters that was not exactly mine, the one I choose, in order for me to decide, yes, I will work there or in another place. So there is, of course, the necessity, which means that I not always had chosen the work I was in. But there were some parameters, and this is how I understood the exercise. That was the question of income, and especially have a high income, that is related to the amount of years that I have been in school. This is not a parameter that I chosen, but that was one of the parameters before. Something linked with social position, the fact that I had inherited the idea that with work I was supposed to have a better work than my parents in some ways. In sort of an inheritance of a will to succeed, you know, if you know. So whatever that means, of course. And there was another parameter that was really important for me, was the stability of the work. So I mainly have been in work that I last like 7 years or in the same place. And I was, except now, I was always, I had this OCCD.
Contract.
A long-term contract, you know. So that was the parameters before the burnout, the variables. Of course, there's some variables, huh? Like things that can happen in a workplace, and the fact that I had sometimes to reclaim stuff inside the workplace, this kind of stuff. But this was the parameter. So I changed the parameters. First thing I've done is a reverse budget. It was to see, okay, on the question of income, how much do I need? Not how much I'm supposed to get because of the years I've studied and because of this will to succeed. So that changed completely the perspective. The second parameter I decided to try to have concerning work is, what is the interest I have in it? I know it can sound weird, because we suppose, especially when you have done higher studies, to choose something. But sometimes I did not. Another parameter that is important for me now is the kind of relation I have with the people I'm working with. So I'm trying not to work with people I don't know, or people that are not at least one relation from me. So I can work with somebody that was introduced me by someone else. Though there's the question of proximity. This is a political proximity, but also, I don't know. I don't have exactly the word to describe this parameter.
Why did you pick that?
What?
Why did you decide that?
Because actually, this is what. Actually, I never find a work in my whole life that was not actually like this, because I. Another decision is not to make CV anymore. Because actually, I never find a work, even the long-term work I was in, even in institution or when I was working for some lobbies here, I never find a work where I send a CV and then getting an answer. It was always, oh, you're doing this. Send your CV or please get in touch with this person. They are looking someone like you. And I never have work otherwise. I never just send my CV somewhere. So it's a waste of time and I don't want to waste my time anymore. This is another a criteria. Another criteria now is, will that place of work will make me tired? Because I get easily tired now, and after a burnout, the question of tiredness just changed the way you see the world, because you know you cannot do things like before. I have been working like 60 hours a week before. I cannot do this anymore. So this is another criteria. Another criteria that I haven't been a criteria for me before, because work was almost everything for part of my life, was the equilibrium between personal life and work. I know this can sound stupid, but actually I had no life for some time in my life. Like almost when I was living in Paris, I was working. That was my life. Another criteria is, can I have a nap during the day? because I've been reading a lot about how the brain works and how you can and the question of attention, and there's always a time during the day when I need to sleep, because I cannot have this much attention that first I had before, but also it's not really productive in a way. Another criteria is, am I bored or not? And how much can I sustain, I can face the amount of boredness that there is in the work? And sometimes it's not that long. I think 2 years is better than 7 years. That was my criteria before. I had to realize that I'm an emotional person, and that the feminist view on personal is political is completely what has shaped my life, which was something that I didn't have the conscious really before, and so I have to take this in account. I'm an emotional person and I've been fighting against it all my life, but I cannot do it otherwise. So the question of power is really there behind this criteria. When I go to a place of work, I cannot not see the relation of power in there. And in previous year, that made me suffer a lot. The last really steady job I had, I was a unionist, even though I was in the encadrement,
management.
In the management. I had to be a unionist there because there was too much stuff at stake. I couldn't stand it. I cannot stay. I know some people can do this, be in a shitty place and just make their go to work and go back home, but me, I know I cannot do this. So the question of emotion is really important, because I'm an emotional person, so this is another criteria. I said no CV, and yeah. Also, the place of work has to be able to accept me just the way I am. I don't want to try to be someone else anymore. So I don't want to wear, suits, I don't want to hide part of my life. So this is something that I realized when I was working for Brussels Town. That was quite a relief, actually, to be able to be myself. Even if the question of class and gender were not that clear, I could be just myself, a lesbian, married, with a kid and everything, and that was fine with everybody. And this is something that I think is a criteria that I need, and that's it. More or less.